The Superpool is an environment of giant concentric circles created from interactive circular pads, where movement creates swirling light and color. Users play on pads that communicate with each other. As users shift their weight or move from one pad to the other, their motions are reflected first on their pad and then broadcast to others. As multiple players play in the pool, their interactions become mesmerizing patterns of shifting and fading light. By entering into the pool, you enter a world where play and collaborative movement create swirling effects of light and color. Imagine a giant canvas where you can play and splash light collaboratively. This sculpture spans over 3,000 square feet and allows over 200 people to play and interact together. Each pad in the pool is composed of a custom microcontroller, a sensor array, 180 pixel-controlled RGB LEDs, and full color mixing and fading control. Each pad is created from an extremely durable formed polycarbonate shell created for outdoor use. The pads are made for aggressive interaction and public use. It was designed to be used indoors and outdoors in almost any kind of weather condition. We've had the pool under almost 2 feet of snow in my backyard. We've had it flooded in water, and we've watched millions of people trample on it at large city events. To make the pool work, you have to physically interact with it. You have to step on a platform and play. That may be more subtle. Perhaps you just use your toe to tap a platform gently. Perhaps you jump up and down. Perhaps you start galloping and leaping throughout the sculpture. We have some amazing technology that runs underneath the pool. For example, we have some incredible tablet applications that allow us to connect to the pool from really any kind of wireless device. And we can do some amazing things like create patterns or change colors. But my goal and my very strong desire is that the end result, even if you're playing with the pool using all of these layers of technology, is that you actually have to go and play in the pool in a very direct and physical and active way. And I think that through that kind of active interaction, you are really part of the overall experience. You get to experience the sculpture in a very connected way, and you get to play and participate with all of the rest of the people who are part of that community around the piece at that moment. So there's something about the piece that just really brings a lot of joy and playfulness, and people are engaged. But what's important to me is it's not just an engagement with the sculpture, it's an engagement with each other. And that creates this really rich and wonderful experience. At Burning Man this year, there'll be several different activities. One will be a wedding that will be held on the pool. The other will be that the pool team will be in lifeguard gear on most nights, out playing with the pool, playing with participants, and really keeping the sculpture active and making it very playful. We've created an amazing new technology that allows us to interact with the pool wirelessly. My goal in the sculpture is really to make sure that people are playing directly on the piece, but my team also wants to be able to control how people play in the piece and possibly play with them in a more remote way. And so we have software and we've devised devices to allow the team to change colors and create swirling patterns and possibly surprise participants in real time. This is the fourth honorarium project I've had at Burning Man. The pool was an honorarium before in 2008. It returned after that in a different iteration, and then now it's back as the Super Pool. I've also brought several large laser harps to Burning Man. All of the work that I've brought to Burning Man has engaged the community, a large group of the community at the same time within the sculpture in a very direct and interactive way. I feel like this year for Burning Man, the pool fits in because it's really about being part of the community and creating community, getting people to gather. The Super Pool on the Playa is going to be a gathering spot. It will be huge and dynamic and full of light and play, and that's going to draw people in. And within that experience, people will play with the sculpture and interact with each other and have a really dynamic and awesome experience. And I think that that's very directly tied to the theme this year, into this idea of bringing people together, having people gather, having people move through space.